Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Final segment with Roger Stone. Roger, during the break, we were talking about Trump and the vaccine, and you're just like, who knows what's really going on? Well, I mean, I was told by some folks on the NRA board that Trump was going to say, go ahead, take the guns. Democrats, tell us what you want. So they'd say, ban all guns. So you just stop them there, and it actually worked. And I was told Trump would do that. He did do that. It worked. He laughed at him. Same thing with Gates wants to keep the economy shut until they quote have his vaccine third quarter next year. We'll be in a Great Depression, the likes of which we've never seen way before then. And so Trump just says, oh, fine, vaccine. And because there are some that are now being developed by other companies to try to take things away from Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. What do you make of that?
I'm never going to second guess the president. He has outwitted his opposition at every turn. He has beat back two unbelievably media-backed coup attempts. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but it is clear to me that the real numbers as put forward by the CDC showed that the president erred on the side of caution in the first close down because he had no way of knowing whether the projections from the doctors and the scientists were right. Thank God they were wrong. But there's clearly no appetite in the White House or in the country for another lockdown, nor is there any evidence that I've seen that one is necessary. On the other hand, there are more important issues regarding the 2020 campaign. The single most important one being the economy, which is linked to this issue, but is not this issue alone. I mean, this is a very clear contrast. Who better to rebuild our economy now that it's in tatters because of COVID than a man who's already done it, than a president who got us record job creation, record wage growth, record levels of employment among all Americans, or the contrast, Joe Biden, a man who tells you right up front, I'm going to raise your taxes. I'm going to increase regulation.
Well, that was my next question. Why do you think Kamala Harris and Biden have read off teleprompters and said in a Harris administration, even CNN a month ago said, oh, don't worry, Biden will step down. I mean, I think they're getting everybody ready for that right now.
You know, just having studied the personality of Joe Biden since he went to the Senate in age 29, I don't think he will ever step down. This is his life's dream. He's always wanted to be president. His earlier presidential campaigns fizzled. Based largely on the deficiencies in his own character and the fact that he kept getting close.
No, I agree. He thinks he's going to be president, but I mean, they clearly have him in there because he is cognitively gone.
Well, let's remember how he got there. The party desperately needed somebody, anybody, to stop Bernie Sanders. They knew that Sanders was another George McGovern, that he was an electoral disaster, and that Trump would have slaughtered him. Biden happened to be kind of the last guy standing. He was around. He was serviceable. I still to this day wonder how he won primaries and caucuses in states where his campaign had no presence whatsoever and where the Sanders people were extremely well organized. But I haven't had a chance to study those primaries. I don't think the Democrats are happy with their standard bearer, but he was what was available. And he hides his socialism as opposed to...
I agree with you. In the minute we have left, StoneColdTruth.com, Roger Stone here. What can listeners do with 46 days left to make sure Donald John Trump remains presidente?
Well, first of all, discourage all talk among your friends and your associates that this is a landslide, that this is a cakewalk or some kind of walk in the park. Because that kind of talk is what leads people to not vote or to think...
That's what led to Hillary losing.
Absolutely. So overconfidence is our number one problem. I spoke last night at a Jexit gathering in Palm Beach. It was a great crowd. It was a great event. But one of the speakers stood up and spoke and said, this is going to be a landslide for Donald Trump. Folks, it is not. It's going to be very close and very competitive. So make sure everyone in your family, everyone in your circle of friends, everyone in your acquaintance who you have influence with, is not only convinced, but they would get them to the polls or that they vote in advance of the election according to the state laws in the states where they live.
I 100% agree with you. It's going to be, I think, a landslide except for the fraud. So it's very, very close. Every little bit counts. My wife's like, oh, Trump will win Texas. I'm not going to vote. I'm like, you need to vote. We'll be right back. Thank you, Roger Stone. God bless you. The fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy it. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump told you, hell's coming.
For something I couldn't find anywhere else.
Monday through Friday.
But I don't want to be nobody.
We're here live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then Owen Schroyer with the War Room. Day and night, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. And now through the election, we've got Election Countdown with Deanna Lorraine, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and so many other great folks. So look for that weeknights, 7 to 9 p.m. And the show's very popular. A lot of stations are picking it up. I want to thank you all for sharing the links from band.video, the live feeds from InfoWars.com. That's how we win the war. You can knock on neighbors' doors all day, but get their emails and send them a link and invite them to watch it. Say, this is the verboten info. You want to see the stuff you're not supposed to see? All right. I want to open the phones up throughout the rest of the transmission. Nick Fuentes is coming on, but I'll ask him about the vaccine. So we'll take some of the calls when he's on. And we'll take calls into this hour. Into the next, and then Paul Watson takes over in the fourth, but it's on one subject. Because I see the comments, and I don't respond to comments if they're criticizing me, just to respond because they're criticizing. I respond because I care about you, and I think it's a genuine thing. And I see, like, Jones, I like Trump a lot, too, but this vaccine's coming out thing, and he says it's going to be great and clean and wonderful and safe, and, you know, I don't buy into that, and you know, I'm not taking it. Well, he said it's not going to be mandatory. He said old people should pretty much only take it. I disagree when he says, oh, it'll have no problems. But he's looking at a bunch of other sub-companies that are making a real vaccine. Still have side effects, still have problems, but it's an attenuated virus. It's not Bill Gates with his new DNA, RNA vaccine that goes in and reprograms the cells and super dangerous, and they skipped animal trials. Trump's taken control from them. But I agree, it's still a very, very dangerous game. So I want to take your calls on that subject, and I want to see where you think this is all going. He's definitely playing 3D chess on this one. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, or you can also dial your country code 512-646-1776. And I want to take first-time callers, long-time callers, but on this subject, and that's it, please, because I'm not normally torn by something, and I see what he's doing, but it's very, very important. All right, now this is talking about an important report. It's a John Bowne, Alex Jones report, and it is Harris administration brutally fact-checked, and it's posted in the John Bowne section at band.video and 2020electioncenter.com. Remember, band.video is banned on Twitter to share that link, but not 2020electioncenter.com. So here is that report, Harris administration brutally fact-checked. Please share it if you want to save the country.
Floods are wiping out suburban neighborhoods in the Midwest. Hurricanes are imperiling suburban life along our coast. We have four more years of Trump's climate denial. How many suburbs will be burned in wildfires? How many suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out? How many suburbs will have been blown away in superstorms? Give a climate arsonist four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze?
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's de facto army is burning down the West Coast and participating blue cities under the guise of climate change and critical race theory indoctrination.
What are you doing on my property?
You passing through. I didn't know the property.
Did you light anything on fire?
No, ma'am.
What are you doing with those patches on your head?
I smoke.
You smoke wearing a cigarette.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump warns that integration is threatening our suburbs. It's ridiculous. Emboldened white supremacy, unseen since the 60s, and a reckoning on race that's long overdue. The West is literally on fire. And he blames the people whose homes and communities are burning. He says, quote, you gotta clean your floors, you gotta clean your forest.
Hots are getting hotter. The dries are getting drier. Climate change is real. If you don't believe in science, come to California and observe with your own eyes.
Climate change affects everybody. That's why they call it global warming. The wildfires are burning the western half of this country because climate change. But here's something a little odd. They're not affecting Canada, which is also on the globe. It seems like a cover for the mismanagement of natural resources by the Democrats in charge of the state of California, to me.
In large part, absolutely that. It's not just California. It's other parts and other states in the West. This has been going on since at least the 1970s, this sort of no-use forestry policy where you leave all the dead wood in. So it makes it a tinderbox. Even Governor Newsom sort of admitted that in his meeting with President Trump yesterday, admitted their responsibility to need to manage forests better. California's had droughts of up to 200-plus years that have lasted centuries. Recent times in California are nothing compared to the past of where it's been.
This morning, police say the fires that tore through the towns of Talent and Phoenix, Oregon, destroying about 1,000 homes and killing 5 people, were intentionally started.
We were able to locate evidence and determine that this individual is likely the cause of the fire.
Michael Duran Bakela was charged with 2 counts of arson and multiple counts of criminal mischief.
Biden's rambling speech to the Veterans Roundtable in Tampa, Florida, criticized Trump for his support of the troops and the VA.
In my view, based on reports and interviews, President Trump has proven he's unfit to hold the office of the presidency time again, but nowhere are his faults more glaring and more offensive, to me at least, than when it comes to his denigration of our service members. I won't say get angry. Quite frankly, it makes me very upset the way he gets in front of a camera and crows about how much he has done for veterans and then turns around and insults our service members and fallen heroes when the camera's off. Calls them suckers and losers.
President Trump's approval rating with the VA is the highest the VA has ever seen at 90%.
It's an all-time high. We are sitting in terms of our health care at a 90% trust and approval rating, and that's not just us. The Veterans of Foreign Wars validated those very same numbers in the surveys that they did with their 2.5 million members. And when we talk about trust and approval ratings, those ratings are almost 40 points higher than they were in the last administration, because this president has put veterans at front and center, and we've seen the benefits of that, and we've seen veterans coming home to VA in record numbers.
While the Obama-Biden administration, according to PJ Media, oversaw a backlog of VA claims, which had been on the decline when Obama and Biden took office, skyrocketed on their watch. Unprocessed claims exceeded 900,000, with roughly two-thirds of all claims idling for 125 days or longer. From 2011 to 2013, the time it took to process claims increased 40% to an unthinkable 272 days. More than 300,000 veterans died while waiting for care from Obama and Biden's Department of Veteran Affairs, according to an Inspector General report released in September of 2015.
Whistleblowers at the VA, and there is plenty of reaction to what's being called a retaliation and cover-up culture at that agency.
My employment records were illegally altered by CBO Workforce Management Director Joyce Dieters.
It took nearly a year to make it here. The president sitting at a round table with veterans, VA employees, employees and lawmakers, joined by the secretary at the VA.
In a CBS News poll out this morning, 33% of Americans blame the Veterans Affairs Department and Secretary Eric Shinseki for the scandal.
We're waiting 3 months for a psychological appointment with a psychologist or 6 months for a psychiatrist is obscene.
Harris Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort and keep pushing further to make it easier for military spouses and veterans to find meaningful careers.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Harris, who he today said Harris Biden because he thinks she's president. Harris, someday you'll have to explain that one to me.
Biden's two campaign stops in one day appear to reflect the $100 million donation Bloomberg dumped on the Harris administration in Florida as Hollywood's Latino celebrities joined Creepy Joe for his lackluster showing of Latino support.
All right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
Meanwhile, Latinos are showing up in droves to support President Trump. Biden is doing more damage than good on the campaign trail, embarrassing the Harris administration, releasing a campaign app that mistakenly allowed anyone access to millions of voters' personal information. Joe Biden's lies and boasting will come back to haunt him in a big way when the first debate unfolds on September 29th in Cleveland, Ohio. John Bound reporting.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made in the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom. The Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others, and into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all. One by one, three lands in Middle-earth fell to the power of the ring. But there were some who resisted. A last alliance of men and elves marched against the armies of Mordor. And on the slopes of Mount Doom, they fought for the freedom of Middle-earth.
So the Ring of Mordor.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's an archetype of black magic where a good person can do something evil for a good, but it always ends up boomeranging back. And Trump coming out and saying, I'm for the vaccine, but these others that aren't as dangerous, so that Bill Gates isn't in control, so he takes that power away from him, so he can turn the economy back on. It's got Kamala Harris coming out and saying, don't take Trump's vaccine. It's got Biden saying, don't trust vaccines. It's got Bill Gates saying, don't trust vaccines, don't trust the CDC, trust me. Instead, Trump just should have exposed the whole thing as a fraud. And COVID is a fraud, which he's starting to do. But coming and taking control of it, that's actually pissed them off. I mean, he's beating them. But see, they operate like that. They operate at that corrupt level. And so they're only looking at one stage of this. I'm really worried about it. I'm concerned. But I get what the president's doing. It's certainly working. So let's go to your phone calls. We got Marcos and Steve and Heath and Larry and Mike and Liberal and Jay and Hunter and Jim. We're going to go to Liberal next. But first, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, what do you think's going on here?
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I think he's playing 5D chess with the Democrats. I think he's going to fool them. I could be wrong, but I'm like...
Oh, there's no doubt he did this. He was against the vaccine 6 months ago and said it was dangerous. He did this to take control from them so they can't hold it up and hold us up. And then once he brings it out, he'll warn people. He's already... Absolutely, he's 5D chess. The question is that a moral thing to do, to be Machiavellian, to defeat these people?
He's wrote an executive order on them. You know, vaccines have to be safe, and I don't know if that's going to be effective towards this or not, or, you know, how it plays out, but...
Well, look, the Russians put out a sugar shot, because, you know, all this is pretty much exaggerated and fake.
God bless you. Appreciate your vote on that. I mean, that's what Trump's doing. He means well with this. And it sure as hell has messed up Gates and all of them. They were all saying, you got to take your shots. And now they're like, oh, no, don't take your shots. I mean, notice his reverse psychology worked. There is no vaccine right now. And they're saying, don't take it. I mean, but again, I could come up with that. I could do that. You could play games like that. You become them doing that, though. That's all I'm saying. Because once you start cheating like that, well, when do you stop? I just don't do it. I straight shoot. I'd come out and expose Fauci and Gates and the whole damn thing, not play games with them. But I'm not the president, am I? Liberal in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I think this is just all theater for the ill-informed. I think that Donald Trump, under his administration, they've donated $1.6 billion or so to Gavi, which is Bill Gates' his organization. That's the Global Alliance of Vaccines and Immunization.
Yes.
And in my opinion, you cannot donate $1.6 billion to an organization such as that, who's actually one of the four permanent members on that particular organization is the World Health Organization, and think that there isn't a relationship, a strong relationship between Bill Gates and Donald Trump. And what we are having now is just theater where they're playing off against each other. They are going to make it whomever wins this coming election, whether it be Joe Biden or Harris or Donald Trump, they are going to make this vaccination mandatory. If Trump wanted to stop this, as you just stated earlier, he would come out and state to the nation, this whole thing is a hoax. But he hasn't done so. He has actually sidelined, Dr. Atlas, who is now a part of the administration, is now pumping and pushing vaccines as well, when he was supposed to be someone akin to Robert Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy. So it's just total theater to me, Alex.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We have a voice in this, so we're going to determine what happens with our voice and our actions. But I agree with you. This could be the determining factor on Trump. I just think his earlier instincts were saying, don't trust the vaccine, don't give it to young people, it shouldn't be mandatory, and now we're hearing it's going to be perfect, it's going to be totally safe. Well, that's a lie. No vaccine is totally safe. So, yeah, we're hearing, the media always says Trump's lying. He hardly ever gets things wrong or lies. I cover it. He is lying. And that's what I'm saying. I don't like hearing him. I played the clip last hour. I don't know if you heard it. He said, it's a perfect vaccine, no problems, it's going to fix everything. Well, that's not true.
It's not true. I listened to his announcement on Owen's show yesterday, and I was just totally not disheartened because, Alex, back in June, when they donated that $1.6 billion to Gavi, and then the talking point came out that he pulled money from the WHO, and I said to myself, but he then circles around, gives the money to Gavi, and who's one of the permanent members on the board of Gavi? It's the WHO. This has all been a sham.
No, you're right. He pulled money from the WHO, but then just gave it to the groups that are actually above the WHO.
And unless he comes out before election and tells everyone that this is a sham, I will offer no. And I'm a liberal, Alex. And this is the craziest thing. I'm a liberal, and I was in full support of his moves prior to him actually kowtowing, genuflecting to these fools with this vaccination program, Alex. This has just driven me crazy now.
All right. Liberal, I appreciate your call. I go off my research, my gut, my analysis, my background, my sources. Gates is legitimately really pissed, and he's legitimately has Fauci undercutting and Redfield. I mean, Trump inherited this huge bureaucracy. And Trump at first was against the vaccine, and now he's like, oh, yeah, I got one, because he doesn't want you to get Gates' super deadly one. I mean, I think Trump legitimately wants to get the economy going, so that's why he co-opted their movement. I don't think there's any doubt that's what's happening. But you add the cherry on top of the clip we already played. I'm not going to play it again about, oh, it's perfect. It's going to be wonderful. It's absolutely good. I mean, I know Trump. And the media says he lies all the time. Actually, I've got to watch him really carefully to hear him get something wrong. And I get stuff wrong on accident. So, I mean, Trump is very accurate. And that is a big, giant load of horse manure coming out of his mouth. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be great. But I know what he's doing. He's cheerleading for this country, trying to get us out of the fear. And he thinks a worldwide depression is worse than you taking the vaccine that might hurt you. That's Trump. You know, it's all a bunch of tough guy stuff. But he did get Harris to come out against the vaccine. That's quite the trick. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and it's so wonderful when you tune in. It's so amazing when you tell people about the show. That's how we override the censors. We've got so much news on that front. I'll continue with your calls into the next hour with Walt and Karen and Jay and Hunter and Jim and Marcos and Steve and Heath. We'll get to everybody. I asked this guest who was on yesterday to pop in for one segment, so we're going to go right to him with an update. Because we did see a huge response, and that's really smart. That's great. People understand what's going on, and that gets you prepared. That gets us prepared. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first off, this is out, just breaking the Boston Globe. minutes ago. We were just talking about Bill Gates, William Gates Sr., a guiding hand of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the head of Planned Parenthood, a eugenicist, a death cult leader, is dead at 94 after suffering Alzheimer's for many, many years. His wife was a top IBM executive and board member and helped carry out the wishes of the late head of IBM to carry out a world government and sterilization program that was actually a model of Hitler's that he got from Thomas Watson. And so that is the breakdown. So there's a big article. We'll link to it up on InfoWars.com about how wonderful Bill Gates Sr. is and how he just is going to save us all and how much he loves us. He wants to kill us. He wants you to die, but he's got a shot for you because he wants you to live. Well, I hope he repented to God before he sunk into his Alzheimer's. I hope to meet him in heaven someday. So God can always forgive folks, but we'll definitely see what happens to people like him. And George Soros, wonder when George Soros is going to go. All very, very nasty individuals. But I don't want to speak ill of the dead. Keith Bansamer is president of My Patriot Supply, 14-year company, now the biggest storable food company in the United States because of quality food at very low prices with great customer service and amazing packaging. And so you can get their full catalog of food at InfoWarsStore.com. But because of hack attacks, the site's secure. You can still order there. Everything's in stock. But it bogs it down. It has problems, and they're trying to take away our banking and everything else right now. I've reached out to our main supporters and people that we're partnered with and said, hey, we're going to probably need to move to a model where you have a website, and then I point people there. That's how we have the funding. Well, I told them that a few days ago when the owner of it was here sitting in my office, I guess, on Monday. And boom, they had it ready in a couple days. And so folks really liked it. And they never do specials at My Patriot because it's already one of the lowest cost foods out there and definitely the highest quality for what you pay. Because there's that nexus point of what you pay versus the price. And so they outperform everybody. Well, there's 4 days, 2 hours, and 23 minutes, 50 seconds left to get an additional big saving on these different food packages they have that is unprecedented. People know this group never does specials, but to support InfoWars, they've done it. And I know that basically this means they don't even make any money. They're letting us make 20% or so, which we need to fund the operation. We're under major attack. Just the bandwidth and the cost of five different net security companies is in the millions now a year, folks, where the attacks we're under are unprecedented in the annals of attacks. These are state-sponsored attacks on NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, Band.video, everything else. So I want to thank everybody. But Keith, just give people an update. Tell people about the special so they can take advantage of it a week to 2 weeks for delivery. You have it in stock at your shipping centers around the country, but you have to get it all packaged and ready, very, very fresh. And tell folks about the special because people are really excited about it.
It's been wonderful to see all the hard work pay off over the last 24 hours. I mean, that hard work of securing all the raw goods, materials, the ingredients to make these foods from about 120 suppliers we work with to finally get ahead to pack it fresh in the last week to have it standing by ready to ship right now. It's been a busy time here over the last 24 hours at preparewithalex.com. The special you're talking about, we've not run all year, but suppliers gave us a good little cost break here by ordering ahead in volume, so we're able to extend that $100 savings on a four-week emergency food kit, the one that has the 2,000 calories per day, and that's important. That's what you're going to need for long-term survival. It's the food that comes in two large buckets. These are the water-resistant buckets, easy to carry, easy to throw in a vehicle or store in your home or stack somewhere, safekeeping, that lasts up to 25 years. That's the one that people are gravitating to right now, Alex, is the food. But if you got the moment, we still got the water and air special. We put all on the same page.
Explain. You've got the food special, the water special, and the air special. People are going crazy. They love it because they know this is a very rare deal you're doing.
Yes, and it's all together. It's all simple. You can pop them all in the cart at the same time, and the cart goes through, and it's an easy transaction. The water is what we call our ultimate flow kit. It's with the Alexa Pure Pro. that you hear about, the one that filters out over 200 different contaminants, gets the fluoride out of the water. That's this filter. A single filter can do that. No need for stacking and doing all the crazy other stuff the other filters do. This is a kind of a one-filter solution. But what we've done in the Elixir Pro is in this special Ultimate Flow kit that's only available at preparewithalex.com is that we put in four of these filters. So now this unit has a filtration capacity of up to 20,000 gallons of water. That's you and the family that's covered easily for a year for all the water you're going to consume, you're going to cook with and such. Also, we added in a nice little stand. It can sit on the counter because, you know, you're using each and every day to get all those contaminants out of your water. A collapsible collapsible container there. So in case you want to throw it in the vehicle, you want to store some extra water, it's there. And a replacement parts kit, which has got the spigots and the plugs and the such. Because, you know, those parts, when you're using 20,000 gallons of water, you know, if you own a swimming pool, you know, the stuff wears out over time.
No, I totally agree. But I just want to go back to how great you guys are. Because I had a lot of storable food companies, and some were great. Some became bad. They would be good for a while, then not become good. I was just glad to get one great sponsor that everybody loved. So my listeners liked what they got and were excited, and we had a long-term relationship. But, I mean, you guys are really – I really appreciate you. And you behind the scenes, you know what we're going through, the attacks here. I don't want to get into it all on air, but I'm having to move to a situation where we might even have a shopping cart or be able to bring people products. So you guys instantly acted. I didn't even know yesterday that you guys had already set this up. So thank you, and thanks to the listeners responding, getting something that's essential they need, and making that purchase to support us. So I want to thank the listeners and viewers, and I want to thank you, Keith Bessemer, and I want to thank Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to do it. Glad to do it.
Yeah, but you guys really get your act together. I mean, you guys have your act together.
We try. It's a great team here of several hundred people, you know, working out of Salt Lake City is our main warehouse where we're shipping from. But, I mean, we're spread across the country. We're in Kansas. We're in Florida. We're in Texas. We're shipping out of Virginia as well. You know, this is the operation. So there's hundreds of people that, you know, got it.
And you guys are patriots. I mean, when you say My Patriot Supply, you are patriots.
Well, we try. Our mission is to help people prepare, help people be self-reliant.
And the URL to get that additional discount is preparewithalex.com on the water filtration, on the food, on all of it. It is preparewithalex.com. It's the best deal you're going to find anywhere, better than InfoWars right now. This special only runs for another 4 days. So I guess this ends on Monday.
It does. And there's a little countdown clock there to, you know, so you can get in on the savings. $170 on savings on that ultimate water flow kit. The breeze is on there, Lexpure breeze with the bad air quality. My gosh, it seems like half the country is in a fog right now.
Oh, look, I bought for $800 four-stage ion filters 6-7 years ago. They've all gone down. But the old unit I bought for $800 is now about $500. Yours was first at $300. Now you've dropped it down to $200. Now it's discounted at $149. Four-stage ion, you cannot get one this good anywhere near this.
Lowest price you ever find on the internet right now. You can purchase online at preparewithalex.com. Or also, we've got an 800 number right there, too, and you can call in and place your
order. That's great. I didn't even know you guys had set that up. Do you have that in front of you? Give that out?
I do. It's 888-411-0350. And I'll say that again because it's got a lot of zeros in it. 888-411-0350.
888-411-0350. 888-411-0350. I know some listen on shortwave and satellite, so I'll say it slow. 888-411-0350. Keeping us in the fight and getting yourselves prepared. A 360 total win. Keith Bessemer, I'm going to get you on with David Knight and Ellen Schroyer. Thank you for coming through to keep us on air, brother. I really appreciate you.
Pleasure, Alex. God bless.
It's amazing, I tell you. They're close to shutting us down. These guys are coming through, and so are you. We'll be back with your phone call. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com.
BeatTheCommingChaos.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Soros on air in defiance of their will, because your will is strong. I'm going to race through your phone calls. Nick Fuentes joins us. We'll continue with phone calls after that. I've agonized over talking about this because it's hard to describe something this big, this complicated, this nuanced, and getting it right. Because even when you try to tell the truth, it's like, how do you describe it? One time I was driving out to the lake with my ex-wife and my children to go out with some friends on their boat. And it was a rainstorm. It was supposed to blow over. We pulled up at the boat dock, and there were triple rainbows. That was before, I guess, iPhones had just come out. My iPhone was, like, not charged. It was dead, so I didn't get a photo of it. And it was, like, triple rainbows and thunderclouds and lightning with the hills in the background, and, like, looked like a My Little Pony episode or something. It was so ridiculous. And I just looked at it with my mouth hanging open, like, that's not even real. You know what I mean? That's like something that's so beautiful, it's not even real. Like black thunderheads with triple rainbow with lightning shooting out the bottom. Only thing I saw close to it was Hawaii with this giant double rainbow. We did get on tape. But this is not something beautiful. This is something ugly. And I just agonized how to even cover it or what to deal with. Here's the thing about all your calls. People need to know what's going to happen if Joe Biden gets elected and what the deep state's going to do and how they're going to use him to look weak to the whole world and totally implode the United States. Because Trump's in there to make the United States look strong. Well, the group against that would want this doddering puppet there to totally make us look weak and kill the dollar. And the average person, I don't think, knows what losing the dollar would mean to their eating food every day or their toilet flushing or their, you flip the light switch and the light bulb ignites. So I don't, it's like a paradox. I can talk about what we're going through, but you're going to be going through it. I'm just further out in the attack. So I've already experienced what you're about to be experiencing. I'm like a passenger that's at the front of the airplane. So we go into clouds, I see it, and a half second later, you see it. You know what I mean? And so it's like, oh, Jones, how are you taking it? I'm like, how am I taking it? Get ready. That's what I'm trying to impart to you, is that I need you to get out of this. You need me to get out of this. So it's not like, oh, I thank you, you thank me. Baby, we're one. There's not like some, that's what's so sick about all this, is we are screwed if the globalists take over. And they've told us what they're going to do. It was like I had London Real Brian Rose on a couple of days ago. And I was on his show yesterday. He was telling the story about, he's talking to this high-level Google executive, because we stalked him as well. You know, we had billions of views and got all these awards and all this crap. They're trying to co-opt me. And the Google guy tells him, he goes, so you're just telling me you're going to censor everybody and we better not support Trump. We better not expose Bill Gates. And the guy tells him, he goes, yeah, and I don't care if you say that on air. I don't care if you say we're censoring. There's an arrogance to these people. There's a bravado. There's a hubris. There's a chutzpah. There's a, I don't give a you know what. And so all I'm saying is, I mean, this is bad. This is bad. And so I've done the calculations. That's why I'm like, give us the money, buy the products, get the stuff, because Trump loses, man. No conservative or Christian is even be allowed to bank. You're like, oh, they'll never have us wear masks. They'll never lock us in our houses. No, no, no. They're going to do it all according to who. They're going to bring in the social credit score on January 20th when Biden gets sworn in, just like that. And they expect the upheaval. They expect you to freak out. And they expect you to come to, hat in hand to their local group and get on your knees to them. And they'll call Google up and they will allow you to buy and sell that day. And you'll think, oh, great. But then they'll want a little more, a little more. Teach your son to be a pedophile. Cut your son's testicles off. Worship world government. Eat GMO. Take all your vaccines. And then they got you. So all the banks, all big tech, they're all doing it now to everybody. And it's disgusting. And it's the end of freedom. And it's real slavery. Then I see the Attorney General say the masks are slavery. It's true. So there's a fight back against this. And we should fight back. But just don't think that you're going to, like, go along with this and it'll just leave you alone. Every inch you give it, it takes as weakness. Fighting and saying no is the only course you've got. All right. Karen in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I was going to say that Trump, what he's doing with the vaccine, I was going to say, and I believe that what he's doing is actually, I think it's genius, and it is bringing the people out. If you've already seen people saying that they ain't going to trust his vaccine, it's already, for a lot of people who are sitting on the fence, for a lot of people who are like, oh, Trump's this and Trump's that, this is kind of waking them up a tad bit, which that's what we need. We need to wake people up. So I kind of think it's a good idea, though personally, I will not take a vaccine. I'm an anti-vaxxer. So,
you're right. There's no doubt he's co-opted them and gotten them to come out against vaccines. Whereas if he was against it, then everybody would, that was liberal would go out and take it. It's a genius move, but you get what I'm saying about the black magic nature of it. Like, it works step one, but this stuff always boomerangs back.
Yeah. Well, I work at a school, and so, I mean, I get what you're saying, but
I mean, just trying to wake people up. I mean, we don't have a lot of time.
No, I hear you. The only way is to have Trump endorse it, and now all the liberals don't want it.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I get it. So I guess maybe he's smarter than I am. I'm smart enough. You're smart enough, Karen, to think of stuff like this. We don't have the power he has. But if you were him, would you have done this?
I would have came right out and started calling it out as, like, you know, I would have just came out with the truth and said, okay, you know, this guy, what he is saying is wrong. The masks don't work. I mean, I would have just came out.
Yeah, Bill Gates ran the Wuhan lab. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I would do. Hey, God bless you, Karen.
You should have done. Thank you so much. God bless you.
No, go ahead. Finish your point.
Well, I was just going to say, no, that you're right. You know, that's exactly what he should have did. But it doesn't matter what he does, because he's never going to do anything right. So.
No, you're right. Except he's learned if he embraces what they want, then they drop it. It's great reverse. I mean, I get what he's doing. I actually kind of like it. But then I feel guilty because I'm like, I am involved in corruption now. This is like a here's my deal. Man, and my wife says, does this dress look good? If it doesn't look good, I tell her no. Used to, I'd lie to a girlfriend, you know, because they get pissed. I tell her, no, it doesn't look good. Or it does, yeah, it looks great. I've just gotten neurotic about telling the truth. And to watch Trump manipulating them, I kind of like it, but I kind of feel like it's a sick, guilty pleasure, like eating a half gallon of ice cream at midnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but think about it. We're going to have, if he says he's got the vaccine, and everybody's like, oh, okay, well then places have to start opening up.
No, exactly. No, he's doing it to end the hysteria. No, he's doing the right thing, probably. That's why I'm just being honest about this. Thank you, Karen. Okay, well, who's up next here? Heath in Louisiana. Thanks for holding. Then Walt, Larry, and many others. Go ahead, Heath.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
I'm trying to navigate this. We're just an open discussion here, teleprompter-free, censorship-free. You think Trump's wrong or right doing this?
I believe the whole approach with the vaccine is wrong. I mean, I get his narrative about trying to go against, you know, the cabal and what they stand for and all the agendas that they're pushing. But when you look at the overall perspective of the people that's around Trump, the people that have influence over what's most important in this modern era, which is the Middle East, these individuals have certain connections to people who finance a lot of important things. So these are the ones that's telling Trump things in his ears to go against the people's, you know, true purpose and stuff. I think back in, what was it, November, y'all had a article about how China, Russia, and Iran were having a training in the sea?
Yeah, big military drill.
And it reveals, you know, their connection to each other. And amongst all this, you know, we just now were revealed to the lasers and the satellites that were...
I meant to cover that. In fact, guys, I didn't see it in my stack. Pentagon comes out and says China and Russia are now using direct energy weapons in space.
Yeah, and around the time when the Beirut explosion happened in China, they were actually test firing these phase beams. They were blowing up buildings, you know, because a lot of the buildings in China are pretty much vacated anyway. So they were test firing on their own buildings.
Yeah, there's no doubt they've got different magnetic wave weapons. They've got all sorts of stuff. But just don't worry. I mean, I don't want to say we do, but people that run our country have got stuff 50 years in advance of all this. And that's why there's such an arrogance in government, because they have got stuff that is just... But there's still a human brain. We still have all the same problems. And it's just, it's like Atlantis. Whether you believe Atlantis existed or not, the fable is true. You get this advanced technology, you blow yourself up. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes and your calls.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.